Today is Saturday, December 28th, 2019, and this...
Las Vegas. This city's existence in the middle of a dry desert defies all the odds. It's a true engineering wonder. Here on the world-famous Strip, let's hope the odds favor my first global game show contestants, a rowdy bachelorette bunch.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 720.
Las Vegas, Nevada! I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. We are doing our last show of the year. We are doing our...
last show of the decade.
Some would argue with that.
Yes.
I see that argument as pointless, so why bother? We are going to...
I'm surprised you don't have an argument for that, because you have opinions.
I don't have... I think it's a dumb thing to argue about. Who gives a shit? It's a 10-year block of time. You could conceivably split it any way you wanted to.
I just like your idea. That's a dumb argument considering some of the hills.
Oh, I know. I've got a lot of dumb arguments. All right. So tonight, our entire show is going to be dedicated to the announcement of the Hundy Awards. This is the favorites and least favorites in Las Vegas as voted on by you, our listeners, a couple months ago. They have been tallied. We have the results right here in my hands. We're doing a live stream with our Patreon, lovely Patreon patrons.
I feel like I'm a newscaster.
It is weird. We're looking at we're not used to doing this video stuff. We don't do this that often, so it is a little disconcerting.
And there's a reason for that.
The video thing is almost less comfortable than being up on stage for me.
Oh, for sure.
It's weird.
Because if we're up on stage, we're not seeing ourselves reflected.
Yeah. I could cover that up if you want.
That's okay.
Okay. So last year, if you listened to the Hundy Awards or if you participated in our live stream, it was filled with action-packed production value, including my lovely co-host doing several costume changes throughout the award ceremony. We had sound effects. We had a fake crowd. We had an orchestra. This year, we have none of that. I put none of that effort into it because once was enough, right? Mm. So this is the Hundy Awards Unplugged.
Okay.
It's just going to be announcements and then us chatting about it.
Will there be an acoustic guitar in the background?
No. No. I have none of that. So we're just going to have to depend on our wits.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. So before we jump into the award winners, let's take care of some business. First of all, as always, this podcast is listener supported. And this week, our featured patrons are the people who have joined us in the chat.
Yay.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. You are wonderful. Thank you for taking part of your weekend to be here with us for this event. If you would like to be in the chat with these people for a future live stream, you can join them by being part of our patron group. I don't know. I feel like we need names for this. So anyway, visit patreon.com/500. You can get all the details.
I bet people are suggesting names in the chat.
This is some of the said bonus content that we throw your way as our way of saying thank you for being a beloved patron. So that's how this is going to work. What?
The chat, which I cannot see.
Nope, nor will you. We've been through this, and it's not a good idea because then you can't give your entire self to the podcast. All right, one other thing while you crack up over that before we get into the awards.
It just reminded me of something.
Yeah, I know what it reminded you of. This podcast is also supported by our beloved sponsor, Auto Slash. You'll save some cash. I even lip-synced it for the fine folks in our chat so they could... it almost looked like I was singing it live, but not really. All right, so you've heard us talk about how Auto Slash finds you the best deals on car rentals. Well, guess what? Other 500 listeners can attest to this as well. And I love when they do. I love when we hear success stories from our listeners about their experience with Auto Slash. And we had two recently on the Facebook group. Michael said, I got a rate down considerably on a 13-day car rental thanks to 500 turning me on to AutoSlash. Woo! Yay, hey. Michael. I'm glad. That's great, because a 13-day car rental could get mighty expensive. Mm-hmm. But AutoSlash helps you find the best deal, so I'm glad you saved some bucks. And then Paul said, AutoSlash has been a shining light for us so far. Have to use a larger car to handle a scooter, and AutoSlash found me a rate way lower than anything else out there so far.
Good.
Awesome. Glad you're saving money. Glad that we were able to introduce you to the lovely AutoSlash people. They do great work. They've got a great service. If you need to rent a car, don't waste your time doing all kinds of searches trying to find coupon codes. They do all the work for you. Just go to AutoSlash.com. What was that?
Max just coughed.
AutoSlash.com. They will find a good deal on a car rental, better than anywhere else. It'll be awesome. You'll save money. You don't have to spend a lot of time on it. And they'll continue to monitor your rate right up until your car rental date, and we'll let you know if they find a cheaper deal so you can rebook and save even more money. Visit AutoSlash.com for all the details. And as always, thank you to AutoSlash for being a great sponsor of this podcast.
Yay.
All right. With no additional fanfare, let's jump into the Hundy Awards. We are going to start with accommodations. So we're going to do each little section here. We've got accommodations and gambling and food and entertainment and all that. We're going to do each little section. We're going to announce the favorites and least favorites. And then we'll chat about them briefly. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you have thoughts on whether you would have selected something different. Did you actually?
I voted.
Did you? I did not. I figured. I did not. Huh. I don't think my votes would have necessarily... Well, no, that's not true. They may have swayed some of these. We have some ties, and miraculously, we have a three-way tie in one category, which
is... Three-way?
A three-way.
A throuple?
I guess that's what it would be called. So, okay, let's get on with it. Accommodations. Let's start with it. Favorite strip hotel. Not a surprise. Cosmopolitan. Everybody loves the terraces. Mm-hmm. It continues to dominate in this category after 2 years.
Yes.
Domination. We can see some trends now.
It's a two-year streak.
So that's the other thing here. We'll kind of talk about changes as we go, too, and what, because there are some trends a little bit. And we do have some new winners, too. So, all right. Would you like to take least favorite strip hotel?
I would not. Well, I'll read it, but I would like not to, like to take it.
Would you like to stay at the least favorite strip hotel?
No, because it's Circus Circus.
Oh, not a surprise there either. Circus Circus. I was said we weren't going to do this. We weren't going to talk about each one, and yet that's what I'm doing. Okay, so okay. Circus Circus. We'll come back to it.
All right.
Favorite downtown hotel, as voted on by you, our listeners, it is the D Las Vegas.
People like the D.
Beloved. And least favorite downtown hotel...
I
don't mean anything by giving you all the least favorites. That's not any.
Oh, is it?
It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
But go ahead and take least favorite downtown hotel since we're doing it this way now.
This year's is Binion's. Last year it was Plaza.
All right. So we have a change in that category. It is Binion's. This is the first year in a long time. Well, it's the first year in the history of this award that they qualify because they didn't have a hotel last year.
Yep.
So congratulations.
And they barely have a hotel this year.
Congratulations, Binion's, on opening a hotel and promptly winning a least favorite Hundy Award. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go with off strip, and then we'll talk a little bit more about these. Favorite off strip goes to Red Rock. It's way off strip, and it's a very nice property, and people love it.
Mm-hmm. And then the least favorite off strip hotel is Rio.
It is Rio. So the only change in the entire accommodation section was the least favorite downtown hotel going to Binion's. The rest of them are the same as last year. So I guess that shouldn't be too big of a shock. It's probably a lot of the same people who participated last year and this year. And there hasn't been a lot of change in terms of hotels, you know, new stuff coming online or significant renovations, I suppose, unless, I don't know. I mean, there are enough regular room renovations happening, but not enough to necessarily sway somebody. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't too surprised that we didn't see a lot of movement there. And I would imagine next year we probably won't see a lot either. I would say 2 years down the road when there's some new hotels online might be a different scenario.
Yep.
So that'll be fun to see what happens then. If I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Circa usurps the D, and if Resorts World comes in, you know, somewhere in, I don't know if they might take a couple years for enough people to check it out.
Yeah.
Depends when it opens in 2021. But everybody loves new stuff, right? I think they do.
Unless it's the Apache.
Unless it's the Apache. Poor Binions. Mm-hmm. Keep trying, Binions. Yep. Maybe next year we'll see them win something for Whiskey Liquor Up. Who knows? Could happen. I don't think that was open yet when we had the voting. It had just opened when this happened. So, all right.
Okay.
Let's move on to gambling.
All right.
Would you like to take the favorite strip casino?
Oh, sure.
All right. What do you got?
It is Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan, right along
with gambling there.
I do too. Right along with favorite strip hotel, favorite strip casino goes to Cosmo. It's beloved by many. Mm-hmm. Least favorite strip casino also goes along with the hotel category, Circus Circus. People don't want to stay there. People don't want to gamble there.
As I've mentioned before, it is sticky.
Now, it will be interesting to see if the new ownership has any change in that. I mean, Circus Circus is always going to be Circus Circus.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, but
if you have a fear of clowns, that's not going to change.
It is possible
the decor, the motif,
that it that, you know, there could be enough improvements to it that people start maybe not. It won't necessarily run over to the favorite categories.
No, but perhaps the non-clown averse will start embracing it.
But something else might come in and be more objectionable than Circus Circus.
Mm-hmm.
Could happen. We shall see. Favorite downtown casino?
The D.
The D wins that one as well. Least favorite downtown casino? That goes to Plaza. That one, they have good video poker.
Mm-hmm. I think they just updated their
Joker
poker.
Yeah, they've got some decent. They've got some decent gambling odds and stuff, mm-hmm. But still has not been fully embraced by our listeners, and is again the least favorite downtown casino. All right, favorite. We've got a tie for this one. Favorite off-strip casino.
Red Rock and Palms.
Yep. Red Rock was last year's winner,
mm-hmm.
and Palms came in. So there we go. That's a good example of changes happening.
Mm-hmm. And they've done a really nice job with
renovations. I really like what they've done over there as far as the atmosphere in the casino. I had not played there in ages, and the time when we went over there to check out the renovations, I did, and I wouldn't mind going back.
Yeah.
So not a big shock there. Off-strip casino, least favorite, Rio. Again, that one's going to, I think, continue to be
a
problem for a while. Because Caesars, as you know, they're running it for 2 years under the new ownership. They're not going to put any money or effort into it. So that one is probably going to remain an unpopular choice for a while. For a year or two. We don't know how long exactly they're going to run it. Either 1 or 2 years. Or is it 2 years with an additional third? I can't remember. Anyway, it's going to be a while that Caesars continues to run that shithole into the ground.
Further into the ground.
Favorite slots?
Cosmo.
Cosmo wins favorite slots. How are the slots at Cosmo?
I enjoy them.
Good. Me too. Least favorite slots, Caesars Palace.
And I think throughout this, I think Caesars is representative of the entire Caesars company.
Yeah, they other than the Cromwell, which has some better gambling odds, their casinos are pretty consistently bad in terms of odds. So yeah, I would imagine that's the case. Although sometimes additional things can factor in other than just the odds, you know, environment and that sort of thing. Oh, and by the way, I have to say this year's voting, there were a lot fewer people who voted for specific slot machines than last year. So more people followed the directions this year. So kudos to folks who listened to me mention that and also bothered to read the directions.
Hmm.
There were still occasionally...
Now you know how I feel as a Buffalo technical writer.
Yeah, I know. It's got to suck when nobody reads your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as I get paid.
That's the good attitude to have.
Yes.
Favorite video poker?
Main Street Station.
Main Street Station takes it again. Very popular. I thought that might change since they fucked up their Players Club. And I know they've been tinkering with things a little bit at Boar's Head. There are a couple machines there that I think...
Blasphemy.
I know. I think they put in a... I don't know. I haven't been following that. I remember a while ago seeing something that they had put in a couple machines that did not have the same pay tables. So,
But it's
not bar-wide, and I don't know if they changed that or not. But anyway, very popular still. Main Street Station, a lot of fun to play there. Very cool. That's one where the environment at least for me, factors in. Mm-hmm. I love the feel of that casino.
Yeah. I love sitting at Boar's Head Bar. I like the scratch-off thing, too.
Yeah. That's fun. It's a fun little bonus feature. Mm-hmm. All right. Least favorite video poker. Caesar's Palace. Again.
Terrible odds.
A lot of gambling categories that Caesars takes it in this year, much mm-hmm. like last year. All right. You can take favorite blackjack?
El Cortez.
El Cortez, the beloved downtown casino. Mm-hmm. Least favorite blackjack? Again, no surprise, Caesar's Palace. People are really down on Caesar's Palace gambling.
Yep. Well, like I said, I think it's like representative of a lot of their properties.
Yeah. All right. Next up.
Favorite craps? Golden Gate.
Love Golden Gate craps.
Yes.
A lot of fun there.
I wonder if that gets a bump from the Summit. A lot of people play craps there and enjoy it.
As well they should. It's a fun environment. That's why. Mm-hmm. Least favorite craps. We have a change this year. The least favorite is Caesar's Palace. We have quite a trend going. Last year was Wynn, and Wynn, of course, was very proud of changing its craps odds a while back. That's why it won last year. But Caesar's Palace has usurped Wynn. And is now the worst, whoops, not worst, least favorite craps in Las Vegas. Yes. All right, two more categories. We got sports books. Favorite, we've got?
Westgate,
the Superbook. People still love that. Mm-hmm. And least favorite, again, goes to New York.
It is tiny.
Yeah, it's a shithole.
And
so
not fun to hang out in.
In the gambling categories, we had a couple changes. We had the tie. Last year, Red Rock won favorite off-strip. This year, Red Rock and Palms. And then least favorite craps changed from Wynn to Caesars. Caesars, I think they have an image problem. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're learning here when it comes to gambling at Caesars properties. Because really, is gambling markedly better at MGM properties?
No.
I don't think so. At least not for the stuff I like to play. So,
yeah.
Interesting. Interesting to see Main Street Station surprised me a little bit, just like I said, because I thought that their Be Connected changes might turn people off. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I'm not too surprised by a lot of those staying the same either. We will have, later on in some of these other things, we will have many, many more changes from last year. So it's not all going to be repeats from last year.
Yep.
All right. Anything else on gambling that's noteworthy in your mind?
Other than I like gambling? No.
Gambling is fun. How is your between trip gambling?
I'm getting a little twitchy.
Getting a little twitchy too. My twitch has flatlined.
Oh, okay.
So for a while it was like off the charts, and then it came down a little bit. Now it's just steady. Hmm. One of our listeners sent me an email this week that he to deal with that problem, he bought a video poker machine. So whenever he starts to get the itch, he just goes into wherever he has the video poker machine and plays for an hour or so. Calms him down enough to get him between without losing actual money.
Would it make more sense to buy a video poker machine rather than spend money at the local casinos? Like over time.
Long run, probably. Yeah. Probably would be a better investment. He also said that he sometimes likes to play around and switch all the odds to the worst possible odds, and he charges his wife for parking. So he can play casino mogul with his one video poker machine and his parking space. All right, let's move on to restaurants. The food categories, starting with favorite overall restaurant.
You can do favorites this time.
Pizza Rock is the favorite restaurant. A lot of choices there. That's pretty good that's 2 years running for Pizza Rock. I like Pizza Rock a lot. I don't know that I would consider it my favorite. I don't think I would.
Yeah. Although, like you said, I do like it a lot.
I would not even consider it my favorite downtown, to be quite honest.
Right.
All right, we'll get back to that. Least favorite restaurant?
Is White Castle.
I toyed with taking, of saying no chains.
Oh, yeah.
For restaurants. But then I changed my mind because it's really hard to manage that in terms of like, okay, do you consider something that has two locations?
Like Nacho Daddy. Is Nacho Daddy a chain because it's a local chain?
Right. Or I don't know. I didn't want to, because then it gets really, do you have to say, well, they have to have at least, they have to have less than a certain number of state locations.
And they have to be open on Sundays.
Fuck, pain in the ass to figure that out and have to research some of these things. Like Eureka, conceivably, I know that that's like a West mm-hmm. Coast small chain. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So anyway, I guess it's better to just leave it wide open.
Yeah.
Even though you get a bunch of fast food shit like this.
But that's okay. People hating on White Castle, that's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. All right, favorite steakhouse. We've got a change from last year. This year's winner is Andiamo at the D Las Vegas. I do like Andiamo. We've not been to Andiamo in a while.
We keep saying that. We should go back.
I know. We tried to last time, like spur of the moment, and they were, well, we were just going to grab bar seating, and they were, it didn't work out. Yeah. So I think we might have to make it an actual plan and, mm-hmm.
and just go
book it. All right. So last year's winner there was Gordon Ramsay Steak, and I'm not too surprised about this because the reviews.
There have been a lot of reports that that's declining.
Yeah. The reviews of Gordon Ramsay Steak have not been good in the past year. So service and quality has mm-hmm. been on the decline.
The wheel of meat is starting to look a little like jerky, like Lady Gaga's dress.
Oh, that's no good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Least favorite steakhouse goes to?
Outback.
Another chain. Another winner from last year. Not a big surprise, I guess. There's so many good steakhouses in Las Vegas. It almost, I think least favorite almost should go to a chain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Favorite burger joint. We have a change on this one, too. No longer a fast food chain. Last year was In-N-Out. This year, and I'm glad to see this chain be mm-hmm. changed because you know how I feel about In-N-Out. Not that it's bad. I just don't think it's worthy of any sort of award.
Yeah. You think it doesn't deserve the adulation.
Not
that
at all. It's fine. Not worth going out of your way for. Anyway, favorite burger joint is Holstein's at Cosmopolitan.
I like them.
Yeah, Holstein's is good. I don't know. I haven't had a lot of burgers in Vegas lately.
Yeah.
I don't know where I stand on that one. Okay, so if you had to choose one burger place on the Strip, would it be Holstein's? If you're going to have a burger. Because we go to Holstein's for other stuff, like appetizers
usually. Yeah, we
usually
don't have burgers at Holstein's. I think Gordon Ramsay Burger is one of the best burgers I've had.
I still really like Gordon Ramsay Burger, too. So I'd probably choose that over Holstein's. But Holstein's is good. I like the restaurant.
Yeah.
Good food. All right. Least favorite burger joint. Shouldn't be a surprise.
White Castle.
White Castle takes that one as well. Favorite.
Call them sliders for a reason.
Favorite pizza place. Again, this is no surprise given the favorite overall restaurant. It is Pizza Rock.
Mm-hmm. And least favorite pizza place. This still surprised me even though it was the leader in this category last year. Secret Pizza.
Yep. Secret Pizza takes least favorite. Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Although, we'll discuss that because it comes up later in this section.
All right. Favorite buffet. We got a change in this category as well. This year's winner is Cosmopolitan's Wicked Spoon, a lovely, delicious mm-hmm. buffet. Last year went to Caesar's Palace with Bacchanal Buffet.
They're both very good, but I think I like Wicked Spoon better.
I think I do too.
And I think it has to do with they both have really good varieties of food.
Presentation.
Yes.
Ambiance.
But, Wicked Spoon, you don't have to wait in line as long.
That's true.
And when I'm hungry, I am
at
hungry.
Least the times that we've gone. That's because Wicked Spoon is
isolated. It's up on the second floor.
Well, it's up on the second floor and it's away from the other restaurants because mm-hmm. it's in the other tower. So it's over by
is it kind of by Rose Rabbit Lie?
It's by Rose Rabbit Lie and the theater or Opium. Is, I think, right? Opium is at Rose Rabbit Lie, isn't it?
Or is
I can't get all that shit. Yeah. So anyway, it's not near all of the other restaurants. So I was looking at the Cosmo floor plans the other day and was thinking how weird. I get it that it kind of makes sense because it's like in the other tower. But mm-hmm. it's weird to have one restaurant so far away from one restaurant and one kind of club. So far away from all the other food and beverage stuff.
Yeah.
And it's quite a walk. Like, if you go up second floor to all the other restaurants and then are walking over, you have to go through all the convention space. It's odd to have them split up like that mm-hmm. to me. All right. Where are we?
Least favorite buffet is Flamingo.
It is Flamingo. Flamingo. Mm-hmm. You are wearing a lovely Flamingo dress this evening, for those who are not in the chat. Favorite drunk food joint. This goes to Secret Pizza. So it's the least favorite pizza place, but it's the favorite drunk food joint.
So when you're not discriminating, what kind of food you
I hate that shit, except for when I'm plastered.
Yes. Although you still can be kind of discriminating because the least favorite drunk food joint is White Castle.
That's true.
And I questioned earlier when we were reviewing the results, is White Castle considered a restaurant? And is White Castle considered food?
That the food is debatable. Restaurants, well, I guess it has to serve food for it to be a restaurant. People eat it, so yes, technically.
Well, people eat a lot of things. Remember Philadelphia after the Super Bowl? Somebody ate horse poop.
Yeah, but they don't serve. You can't order that off of a menu.
I hope not.
But you can come close at White Castle. White Castle serving you little burgers that taste like horse poop. No, they don't. They're not that bad. It's just not.
You used to really enjoy them.
You still do? Sure. Once a year you throw some in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have them.
Kind of like eggnog for me.
Yeah, I guess.
Max has joined us.
All right. So, yeah, a few changes in the food category. I'm just scanning this to see. Yeah, the least favorite pizza one still surprises me a lot.
Yeah.
Just because there are some really bad, like, especially if we're going to throw chains in there, like, I know that those, like, noble Roman places, that's got to be some shit pizza.
Is there still Sparrow?
Yeah, there's still Sparrow at Bally's. Yeah. So.
No.
Yeah, but I get it. I get it. But I think it's
probably... I ate that once when I was hungover because I wanted the blandest thing possible.
I'm guessing that the secret pizza thing is more of a vote against the concept of secret pizza than the actual pizza. I mean, the pizza probably, maybe people don't like that too, but I suspect it's kind of the, well, it's not really secret, it's not really hidden, all that kind of stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There you go. Like when I put on my dumb guy voice for when I disagree with something.
Got any gum?
All right. Next up, the bars category. Okay. This is a much smaller category than in the past. Last year, I had it broken out by beer bar and wine bar and cocktail bar. I got rid of all that because it was clear from the voting that people didn't want to be bothered with it.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, we just broke it down to a couple categories. Let's start with favorite hotel and casino bar. Not a surprise.
Chandelier
at Cosmopolitan. It's a beloved bar.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It's multiple bars in one bar.
Yeah.
You could do your
own bar crawl in the bar.
You could. Just go up an escalator or an elevator or some stairs and there you go.
Then you can experience an entirely different menu.
Three bars in one. Least favorite hotel and casino bar. This much like last year, I remember this, there was a huge variety in this, and none of them had a tremendous, overwhelming number of votes, but there's going to be one that has more than others, and that is Bugsy's at Flamingo. But 2 years running, but it could easily at any time be
pushed
off.
What were some
of
the others?
Fuck, I don't remember. There were so many of them. It could easily be pushed off by someone else, so... For now, again, it is Bugsy's at Flamingo, not a popular choice. Going to the non-hotel and non-casino side of things, we have a couple new winners. Mm-hmm. Favorite goes to...
Peppermill.
The Fireside Lounge at Peppermill, taking it away from Frankie's Tiki Bar.
Both wonderful choices.
Love them both. I do. Fireside Lounge. I'm glad to see it get some attention.
Yeah.
It's a really cool room. If you've not been there, it's definitely worth checking out. They've got a fire pit. They've got a lot of neon in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very cool joint. Even if you've been to the coffee shop at Peppermill, it's worth going into the Fireside Lounge as well. Least favorite non-hotel, non-casino bar goes to... Hogs and Heifers. This one surprises me a little bit.
Maybe it's because there have been a lot more fights in the news.
I don't know. A controversial choice. Last year it went to Stage Door.
Hmm.
Neither of those are my favorites. Hogs and Heifers, I've never had any desire to go in there.
Yeah.
Just not really my scene. But I know some people really, really like that place too. They have a good time there. So.
Yeah.
All right. And it's still open. I know they're in a dispute with Downtown Grand, but...
But Downtown Grand's been in a lot of disputes.
Yeah, exactly. They've had a lot of broken promises at Downtown Grand, and getting rid of Hogs and Heifers is just one of them. All right, so that's the very short, abbreviated bar category for now. I think we're going to leave that one as is. I like having that one just strip and or a casino and non-casino. And that's good enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next section is treat yourself. So this is all the pampering kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is fairly short, too. And we've got our three-way tie in this section.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with spa. We've got a repeat from last year.
It is Aria.
Aria is the favorite spa.
Maybe I'll have to go for science.
It won by a pretty good margin, I believe. So very popular spa there. Least favorite, this one is a change. Last year went to Golden Nugget. This year went to Flamingo. Have you been to Flamingo's?
I have not. I've been to Bally's, but I have not been to Flamingo.
Bally's closed, so that's not even there anymore.
Which is fine, because... Yeah.
So there you go. Flamingo apparently has a spa. And enough people visited it to say it's their least favorite.
Yes.
All right. Favorite pool. No surprise on this one.
Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay. It wins every pool category ever by any sort of Vegas-related thing.
But I wonder in a couple of years, there will be some competition.
Least favorite pool, again by a significant margin, no surprise, the D Las Vegas. It's a sad excuse for a pool.
Mm-hmm. It's not their strong point.
It'll be interesting when Circa opens for the same ownership to have an amazing pool complex and a dud of a pool complex. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the D pool will just close and they'll say go down the street to Circa.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Possibly.
All right, favorite shopping mall. We've got our three-way tie. It's exciting.
It is. Forum Shops, Fashion Show Mall, and Miracle Mile.
Oh, boy. So last year it was just Forum Shops that won that category, and the other two have come up and claimed their rightful spot because it's a fucking mall.
You love spending time in malls. Which one of these is your favorite?
If I had to spend time in one of these, it would be Miracle Mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why is that?
I probably have spent more time in Miracle Mile than any of these other malls. Because of the rainstorm attraction, which is just awesome.
How about the light show?
I haven't seen the light show.
Oh, it's something. I think they still have it.
I've been to Blondie's about four or five times, so that would be one of the reasons for going into Miracle Mile. A couple of the restaurants there I've been to.
Yeah.
So, and the others, like Fashion Show Mall is a mall. Mm-hmm. That's like a separate whole other...
It's not even attached to a casino.
Yeah. Like, you have to want to go there to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go there unless... Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We might go to that Banksy thing. But other than that, I'm not a big Fashion Show Mall. And Forum Shops, fuck that place. God damn it. It takes an hour and a half to walk through that place. Just trying to find an exit. Got to go upstairs and around circles and all kinds of nonsense. Hate that place. So, yeah, that's how I feel about those malls. Least favorite shopping mall. It is none of those. We have a new winner in the least favorite shopping mall category, and it is Crystals. There we go. Crystals. I've spent a fair amount of time walking through Crystals on the way to Aria.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine ever buying anything there.
No.
I don't think anything there is in my price range.
No.
Last year, Fashion Show Mall won that one. So, yeah, Crystals. I think walking through it is fine. That's good enough for me.
Spending time there, not so much.
No. I mean, they've got the big wooden dick, the big restaurant looks like a ball and a cock and balls. So that's something. It's kind of amusing, at least. If somebody said, why would you go? Give me one good reason to go to Crystals. That's what I would say. There's a restaurant that looks like cock and balls. All right. So there you go. That is our treat yourself category. Any thoughts on that before we move on? I think we covered it all.
Not really.
Entertainment.
Two more categories. Entertainment and fun stuff.
All right. Entertainment. These are both fun categories. A lot of changes in these two. Entertainment. Why don't you start out?
Okay. Favorite free attraction, Bellagio Fountains. Mm-hmm. Rightly so.
Yeah. It's wonderful and magnificent, and nothing has come close to matching its awesomeness in my mind for free attractions.
It's very Vegas-y.
Yep. Least favorite free attraction. And by the way, three people, I don't pay attention a lot to some of these things. Who are the three people who voted for Bellagio Fountains for least favorite free attraction? How can you not like it? That one strikes me as, I mean, I guess there's somebody's going to not like everything, but That surprised me that somebody's like, fuck that. I hate the Bellagio fountains. Okay, anyway. Least favorite free attraction, the Mirage Volcano.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Especially because last year's winner was street performers.
Yeah, that's still my least favorite.
Yeah, compared to the Mirage Volcano, I would say street performers mm-hmm. is much worse. But for whatever reason, people do not like, enough people don't like the Mirage Volcano.
The Mirage Volcano doesn't stream into the four queens into your ears when you're gambling.
That's true. And it's erupting more often now, too, which is kind of a nice thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not the best, but it's not the worst in my mind by any means. But according to some of our, enough of our listeners, Mirage Volcano can go fuck itself.
Okay.
All right. Favorite paid attraction. We got a change here, too.
Yeah. Neon Museum.
Neon Museum. The old boneyard. Taking it to the old boneyard. That took the...
Will we be going to the boneyard the next time we go to Vegas?
We'll see. That took the prize from last year's winner, the High Roller. So maybe people are tiring of the Ferris wheel.
Hmm.
Ferris wheel fatigue. But you never get tired of neon, right?
And the Neon Museum mixed it up by having that Tim Burton thing.
Yeah, that's meh. I guess it's fine that they're doing stuff, but I'd rather see it without all that, whatever that nonsense is.
But they're continuously doing stuff.
Yes, they are, and they're adding stuff. They've added stuff. Plus, you know, they're going to be expanding. So, yeah, Neon Museum's awesome. I'm glad that they won this.
Mm-hmm.
Least favorite paid attraction. Last year, this was that weird one where last year the High Roller was favorite and least favorite at the same time. This year it's neither. So now it's just in mediocre, like, territory for everybody.
My theory on that is all the drunk people voted it for favorite paid attraction and all the people who did not do the happy hour car voted it for least favorite.
Oh, that could be. All right, well, this year's least favorite paid attraction is the Shark Reef at Mandalay Bay.
Hmm.
Huh. Okay. I don't know. For me, it would have been more like I forgot that it was their attraction, mm-hmm. but I don't find anything objectionable about the Shark Reef.
Yeah.
I would say more like the bodies exhibits and stuff mm-hmm. like that are, like, to me, less appealing than the Shark Reef, but perhaps it's because there's a fucking aquarium in every goddamn city now, so it's not special anymore.
Ah, that could be.
We've got one of fucking... I'm swearing a lot now. We've got one real close to our house. So if we really want to see otters and shit, which we have.
Which we have, which was wonderful.
Yeah. We don't have to go to Vegas to do mm-hmm. it. All right. Favorite headliner or resident show?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga takes it. Last year was Penn and Teller. I think to anybody who's seen the show, this is not going to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Especially Jazz and Piano. The fact that she's doing two completely different shows.
Yeah, that's a big deal. She's doing different stuff. Fantastic show. She's going to be around for at least another year.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her. Well deserved.
Yes.
Least favorite headliner or resident show. This is a repeat from last year. Chris Angel takes it again. What are you going to say?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Favorite production or non-headliner show.
Absinthe.
Absinthe wins it for the... We've been doing this award for 2 years now, and this is the 14th year it's won.
Yeah.
However long it's been around. Everybody loves Absinthe, even those of us who haven't seen it. Least favorite production or non-headliner show goes to Zumanity. Takes it over from O. Still stays in the Cirque family. Congratulations, Cirque.
Here's my theory on this.
Yes. All the O voters are still asleep.
Yes. You can't take as good of a nap during Zumanity, and they keep waking you up.
There you go. That's fair. All right. That is the entertainment category. A couple surprises in that one.
Mm-hmm.
I questioned some things here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's interesting, though.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. Mirage Volcano, that threw me off. Mm-hmm. Shark Reef threw me off a little mm-hmm. bit. Zumanity, I guess. I don't have any. You could put all Cirque shows there. And that's not fair.
Love is good.
Yeah, they're fine, but yeah.
Just not your thing.
No, not my thing. All right. Final, we got a bunch of awards in the final category, which is fun stuff. This is where anything goes. Favorite view. This is a repeat from last year.
Mm-hmm.
It does not go to any of the obvious choices like the Stratosphere Tower or the Paris
Eiffel Tower.
It goes to the Cosmopolitan Terraces.
Mm-hmm.
Same as last year. People love those terraces. It's what makes the Cosmopolitan's hotel something special in my mind. Big part of it, at least.
Yep.
So there you go. A repeat there. We have a new winner for least favorite view.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree. It is the McCarran Departure Gates.
I like this. I like the creativity here and that enough people... Same thing like last year was the rooftop HVAC units.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, enough people rallied behind McCarran Departure Gates to make it the least favorite view. Right on.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go home.
Well, even if you do, it's still somber.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
All that anticipation 4 or 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's all behind me instead of in front of me.
Yeah. And then sometimes like you start rethinking, like, perhaps I shouldn't have spent all that money on video poker.
Oh, I never had that
Keno.
Before. I can't identify with that statement. All right.
Maybe I shouldn't have spun the big wheel so many times.
Maybe I shouldn't have spun the sky wheel so many times. All right. Favorite public shitter. You're in a casino. You got to take a whiz and or dump. Where are you going to go? According to our listener, you're going to find all our listeners in one place. Wynn Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. They have very nice bathrooms.
Yep. That's 2 years in a row for Wynn. Their public restrooms are very, very outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Least favorite public shitter?
Casino Royale.
We've all had to do it.
Is that because of the proximity to White Castle?
It's been bad a lot longer than White Castle's been there.
But it didn't get better now, did it?
No. All right. Favorite casino soundtrack? This one is a surprise for me.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I went to Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Which I love. Very different than you're going to find anywhere else. This year's winner is the D Las Vegas.
Hmm.
Very controversial choice because people love to bitch about how loud it is.
Uh-huh.
In fact,
the least favorite casino soundtrack, also the D.
Yes.
And you said that you received several comments about the noise level.
Yes, yes. In the least favorite vote, several people voted, specifically mentioned the volume.
My question, is it the upstairs or downstairs or both? For the least favorite, I'm assuming downstairs because the noise thing, but
yeah. So if they voted for either, I counted it. There were a couple that specified, most of them, it just said the D.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Perhaps it's befitting to win both since it is a controversial choice.
Yes.
If you're trying to have a conversation, obviously it's really hard there. But it is part of what makes the casino so lively as well.
Yeah.
So it's working.
How do you feel about some of the song selections upstairs?
We've been through this. I like some of it and I don't like some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I could do without the reeling in the years guitar riff at any time in my life. And that's about the only place I hear it anymore. But I also there's some stuff that I like too. So
I voted. Can I share who I voted for?
Of course you can.
El Cortez, way too much Beach Boys, way too much.
I agree.
And a lot of the 50s stuff, like the wacky,
A lot of those 50s pop songs are so shitty.
The ones with the terrible vocal sound of,
What is the one that's in my head now?
Blue Moon?
No. Rockin' Robin. What a piece of shit that is.
Oh.
That is a horseshit song.
Oh. It's just all like novelty and
not good.
Yeah.
All right.
I will almost always hear a song that sets my teeth on edge in El Cortez.
It's true. Usually if we're playing in different parts of the casino, I will receive a text from you about how bad the song is.
Yes.
All right. Casino scents. Favorite casino scent goes to Aria. 2 years in a row for Aria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it smells okay in there.
Yeah.
Least favorite casino scent, 2 years in a row for Plaza. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plaza is conflicted, I would think, because if you don't have that scent, then it just smells like sewage.
Mm-hmm.
So you either have a really strong, objectionable, perfumey smell.
Mm-hmm. Or you have a strong, objectionable poop smell.
Well, yeah. So if you don't believe the sewage thing, go up to the level, the meeting room level, wherever their conference rooms are. Go up there, and at least when I was up there in October.
Or go outside.
Do you still smell it outside?
I think so.
It's not as strong as it. If you go up to the conference level, they, at least in October, they weren't pumping the perfume up there.
Oh.
And you can get a full-on sewage smell. It still stinks up there. Oh, how upset would you be if you booked a conference there and you went up there and the whole place smelled like that?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they normally have the scent cranked up there too, but they didn't this time and it was not good. Hmm. All right. Favorite hotel room bath products. We have a change in this one. Last year went to Cosmopolitan. They've changed their bath. Well, that was a couple years ago, wasn't it? They changed their bath products at Cosmo. Well, anyway, it has shifted away from them. The winner this year is Wynn Las Vegas. We just stayed at Wynn. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of their bath products?
I am. I even took their lotion.
All right. What a ringing endorsement.
Mm-hmm. Got to stay moisturized in the desert.
That's good advice. Mm-hmm. I will refrain from other thoughts. Least favorite. Okay, I'm trying really hard here. Least favorite hotel room bath product. Second year in a row.
The Link.
The Link. That's where they have the, instead of the individual bath products, they have the vats of stuff on the wall.
You know, some of that stuff's getting crusty.
Maybe. And I know that this is a more environmentally friendly thing, and we'll probably see more hotels going to this, but...
They're not good products, though.
Yeah, that's true. If they had a really good quality product in their... but that's not the case. It's some generic shit.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite classic or old school Las Vegas location? It goes to Peppermill.
Mm-hmm.
So go to Peppermill, go to the Fireside Lounge, take in old Las Vegas as it's meant to be. It's wonderful there. Least favorite classic or old school Vegas location?
Binion's.
It's a disappointment. It has so much potential.
They're working on it.
They're working on it.
But they're not there
yet. Keep plugging away, Binion's. You got one thing right.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite ever-present Vegas celebrity? Wayne Newton takes this one again. The Wayner. Still hanging in there, playing at Cleopatra's Barge. And that's one of those shows where people, kind of like Carrot Top, people going to go, I'm surprised. It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. So if you go in knowing that it's not going to be like a vocal extravaganza, but that it's going to be like entertaining storytelling and you're just there to see Wayne because he's a legend, you'll enjoy yourself. Least favorite ever-present Vegas celebrity. We have a change. Chris Angel is no longer the winner.
It's Pete Rose.
Pete Rose. You can see him in one or more sporting memorabilia
stores,
lonely, sitting there. Talking on his cell phone, waiting for somebody to come in and buy an overpriced autograph.
Do he and Mark Davis have the same barber?
Oh, that's a good question. They both do have kind of that. Do either of them have a barber?
They might just take the
old bowl,
the safety scissors, and just
who knows
go across. Yeah, it's not a good look.
All right, favorite form of transportation again this year goes to ride sharing, Uber and Lyft.
Mm-hmm. It has made.
Such a big difference.
Oh, my gosh. I just feel so much more mobile.
You know what I think is amusing? Whenever the topic of Uber and Lyft comes up on the Facebook group or elsewhere, that somebody will chime in and say, you know, they're not going to be able to maintain those rates forever. Okay. I'll deal with it then.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
It's still convenient.
I know. If it becomes no longer a value or no longer great, then I'll find something else out. But so what, am I supposed to not use it now because eventually it might not be pleasing?
Right.
It's such a dumb argument. I don't understand it. Hmm. All right. Least favorite form of transportation?
Taxi cabs.
Fuck you, taxi cabs. You deserve this, you motherfuckers. All right. Next up. Favorite.
But how do you really feel?
Everybody knows how I feel. Favorite big news story? Circa Las Vegas.
Yes.
We've seen the construction happening. It's happening quickly, which makes it even more fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great that Resorts World is finally moving, but come on, it's taking forever.
Yeah.
Circa, you look at that fucking camera, and every day there's something new happening.
And you know because you look at that camera
I look at
day.
It every day. They're pouring cement on the pool deck.
They put rebar in.
So it's really fun.
They're building up this part over here today.
It's going to be a fun year with announcements. We're going to have restaurant announcements, and at some point we're going to get to find out what the rooms look like and all kinds of stuff.
And the restaurant lineup. And
that's what I just said.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks for listening to the show.
You're welcome.
Least favorite big news story, Steve Wynn, presumably his alleged touchy-feeliness and whatnot.
Yuck.
So yes, the Steve Wynn story is least favorite big news.
Rightly so.
Rightly so. Favorite trend. That goes to, go ahead, take it.
Oh, okay. Parking fee rollbacks.
Yes. So people are happy, and that's a win, largely a win story. People were happy that they decided to roll back the fees and that they're not charging for parking anymore. And I think are hopeful. I don't know. Is that it's one place? Is that really a trend?
I don't know, but it could. People are hopeful.
Yes, it's please make this a trend. I think as much as favorite trend. So, mm-hmm. And then least favorite trend goes to, and it's kind of a version of last year. Resort fees. So last year was overall, it was declining value, which was a combination of fees, bad odds, drink tickets. This year it was very much overwhelming resort fees. We're a long way into resort fees. Like, yeah. I know it's annoying, but again, is that even a trend anymore? It's just a thing. It's just like a...
People are still highly irritated by it,
but they still raise them every year. So yeah. I guess it is still a trend. It's a way of life more than a trend, unfortunately, mm-hmm. But
people still don't like it.
No, I know. Valid. It's they suck. I wish mm-hmm. that they'd go away, but... not happening anytime soon, unfortunately. So there you go. That is this year's Hundy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Any overall thoughts? Do you think our listeners are nuts? Do you think they're mostly on?
Well, I think they're nuts, but for other reasons.
Yes, but so are we. So that's okay.
Exactly.
Do you think most of their choices are well reasoned?
I think so.
I think most of them are. We don't really know their reasons, but I think you can look at most of them and. Kind of assume why they went one way or another, and with a few exceptions. Yeah, I like what they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens next year, assuming we do this again, which we probably will, because why not?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm, like you said earlier, which was when I was listening.
Thank you.
I'm curious to see how the new places affect... these results once they open, because it could be bars, sports books, pools, hotels, casinos.
Yeah. And so we won't know next year because Circa isn't opening until at least December.
Mm-hmm.
And we do these in the fall. Yep. We do the voting in October, November. So for next year, that won't be a big thing. But the year after that,
mm-hmm.
we shall see. But in the meantime, you never know. I mean, stuff closes, stuff changes. We've seen a bunch of changes here from last year. Not in necessarily the major hotel and casino categories, but some of the other stuff. So time will tell. But thanks to everybody who voted.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time.
I know it's a time commitment to vote the way that we do this. Rather than having like pre-selected stuff, you have to actually think about it. So thank you for taking the time to do that and participating. We had a really good response again this year, and I'm thinking, yeah, we'll do it again next year. So that's it. That's all we're doing for this show.
We will stick around for the chat.
Yeah, we'll chat for a little bit.
Yep.
And thanks again to everybody who joined us in the chat. So that's going to do it. As always, 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is the email address. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She's Anita Martini. And of course, the voicemail line. We'd love to hear from you. I know we have a bunch of listeners who are there right now. I hope they call us.
Mm-hmm.
702-866-9494. Call us with your trip reviews. Your filthy Vegas thoughts, whatever you got. That's going to do it for this week. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. We will be back soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.